Welcome to the Voice of Trap. I'm Cici, a travel lover as well as a travel consultant from the world-leading online travel agency, Trap.com. I'm going to share a lot of different travel stories in China and bring more inspirations to travel lovers who are interested in China's travel. To know more about us, you can search VOTTrap.com on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Castbox, and YouTube to follow us. If you have any suggestions about our program or destinations, just leave your comments here. And if you want to discuss more travel questions, welcome to follow our public page on Facebook or join our group. It is a new program, and our first destination is Beijing, definitely one of the most visited cities in the world. And in the first episode, I'm going to talk about the old Beijing culture, Hutong culture. Hutong is a name given to a narrow lane, alley, or small street between rows of single-story Siheyuan dwelled by Beijingers in the past. Siheyuan is the name of courtyards. The word Hutong was originally transliterated in Mongolian. Originally formed in the Yuan Dynasty, Hutongs welcomed their heyday during the Ming and Qing Dynasties. According to incomplete statistics, there are now more than 3,200 Hutongs in Beijing. When I walk in the modern Beijing city, with draw my eyes, are neither the high buildings arranged in rows, nor the wide roads in all directions. While the winding and deep Hutongs, and the cozy Siheyuans, even the old-style public facilities, caught my eyes. Nowadays, more and more high-rise buildings are built, and the Hutongs are hidden in the high-rise buildings. But these buildings cannot bury the feelings of the Beijinger for the old Hutong's life. For hundreds of years, the customs, manners, anecdotes, and changes happened in Hutong as a living history of Beijing. At first glance, Hutongs in Beijing looks alike, are all made of gray wall and gray tiles. However, if you want, you can have a chat with the dwellers from different Hutongs. You may find the anecdotes or history of different Hutongs. And today I would recommend two of my favorite Hutongs to introduce. The first one is Nanluoguxiang, also can be called as South Luogu Lane in English. It was selected by the American Time magazines as the 25 most fun places in Asia you have to go. As one of the oldest lanes in Beijing, Nanluoguxiang has a history of nearly 800 years. The old lane is around 800 meters long and 8 meters wide, with its north end joining East Drum Tower Street and the south end connecting East Tiananmen Street. Historically, Nanluoguxiang has always been a veritable wealthy area. Since the Ming Dynasty, it has been an area where noble officials live. Of course, there are more ordinary people's homes in the Hutongs. So if you come to Nanluoguxiang and you are tired of the crowded people in the major lane, I recommend you to spend more time in 8 smaller alleys symmetrically arranged on the two sides of the major lane with stories. In these alleys, look at the houses with unique Beijing characteristics, like the gray walls, the old-style doors of Siheyuan, and the old times public toilets. Stay under the locust trees and touch the traces of hundreds of years of history. If you meet locals who have spare time, you can chat for a while and learn more interesting things. I'm sure it will make your trip in Beijing fuller and more rewarding. By the way, no matter you want to take bus or metro, it is easier to get Nanluoguxiang by public transportation. The second one I want to recommend is the Yandaixiejie, which is not far away from Nanluoguxiang. The slender street is like a pipe stem, stretching from northeast to southwest, and its east end looks like the pipe's mouth. Besides, there used to be a bunch of pipe shops in the late Qing Dynasty, so people called the street Skewed Tobacco Pouch. There were also a lot of antiques, calligraphy and painting, framed painting, stationery, and snacks sold here. The architectural style of stores on the street is simple, but with cultural characteristics. so many footprints of celebrities left here. Today, many different kinds of bars, tea houses, coffee rooms, and souvenir shops have mushroomed on the street. But the pipes and some traditional handcrafts like Beijing embroidery still can be found here. If you want, you can buy some handcrafts as souvenirs, give your friends when you go back. And hutongs are the lifeblood of Beijing city. Hutong culture is also a complex of the old Beijingers. For those who come to Beijing for travel, the old Beijing hutongs hide the cultural heritage of Beijing. When you wander leisurely through ancient alleys, you are pursuing old Beijing culture.